Shankara, Parvati Pati Mahadev Sri Shankara. Namaste, it's Sahara Rose, and welcome back to the Highest Self Podcast, a place where we discuss what makes you your soul's highest evolvement. What's your dosha? Well, if you want to find out, I invite you to take my quick little quiz over on iamsaharaRose.com. And in a couple questions, I will let you know the exact percentages of the doshas in your mind and in your body and email you a free 3-day mini course on how to include Ayurveda into your modern lifestyle. So head over to my website, iamsaharaRose.com, to discover your dosha today. Namaste, everyone. Well, I just got back from Kauai. What a beautiful trip that was. I was first on Oahu planning my wedding and head over to Kauai with just my mom to ground, to experience that kapha, to remember who I am. You know, it's really easy to forget in these times. I mean, we're really good at remembering our Instagram bios, but we're not so good at remembering who they're about. And I could feel that I was trickling in this cycle of emails and work and obligations and creating, producing, developing, so much exertion, so much giving out, that I could feel my cup, though not empty, was not flourishing either. And it's in those times before you have the breakdown, before you have the burnout, it's in those times where it's so important to listen to your body and say, okay, I'm getting near my threshold. I'm not quite there yet. So I'm going to honor myself right now and take that sacred pause. So that's what I did. I was supposed to be there for a week. I ended up staying for 2 weeks. And remembering the words that come from my soul, from a place so deep that I don't have access to when I'm in this responsive mode. Because, you know, we wake up and we are demanded things. We have people wanting things from us on email. We have our bosses or our colleagues or our sponsors or whoever it is who's giving you any type of financial freedom. You have some level of obligation to them to show up. And that showing up over and over and over again can take you into the external, because you're giving all of your energy to the outside world. And a level of this is necessary. But when our whole lives are based off of what we can do for others, we lose sight of what we can do for ourselves. And in this time, apart from, you know, the vortex, the social media, Instagram, business, entrepreneur, blah, 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 vortex, because it really can be, there's always more to do, to be part of, to execute. Someone's launching an online program, someone's doing this, someone's doing that. There's always more. That I got reminded of what my version of success looks like. And it's interesting because my version of success has been obvious to me since I was born. But it's really easy to take other people's version of success when it's all you see and hear about. So my version of success is not more money. It's not more fame. It's not more followers. It's not more employees. It's not more things. It's not more anything. It's actually less. My version of success is less meetings, less obligations, less responsibilities, less restrictions, less people demanding things of me. Honestly, less for me is more. The ultimate level of success to me is simplicity. And this isn't for everyone. Some people really want to be the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, the most paid, the most respected, given the most number of awards. Some people really want to be seen at that level. And frankly, I just don't. It doesn't really matter to me. it doesn't make me feel any better. What makes me feel better is to be in nature, to be around the people that I love, to eat fruits from a tree, to have my feet in the sand. So I figured out my ultimate version of success. And it's a wide open beach, a man who loves me, and the freedom to create life as my masterpiece. So all of these things that we're going after are not bad inherently, but we lose sight of what really matters in their pursuit. And unfortunately, we live in a society, if you live in the Western world, that makes it extremely expensive to live in simplicity. You know, to have a big backyard with fruit trees so your kids can run around is freaking expensive. So what is society that's created what is our birthright to exist as part of the earth and has secured a price tag on it? It's kind of crazy. But that's why it's important to have that balance of being involved, being in your business, being involved in society, but also not letting it take over you. And this is why I'm so passionate about entrepreneurship, because with entrepreneurship, you can decide how far you want to go. You can decide as an entrepreneur that you want to work 24 hours a day, or you can decide you want to work 2 days a week. Again, your results are going to vary, but it gives you that freedom to decide. Are you interested in having a career focused on health and wellness? Well, if so, then the universe is calling you to become a holistic health coach. I am offering this incredible deal, a discount of $1,500 off my alma mater, Institute for Integrative Nutrition, which is the world's largest nutrition school with guest teachers such as Deepak Chopra, Chris Carr, Dr. Hyman, and Dr. Andrew Whale, and so many others. It is split between 6 months of health coaching programs teaching you hundreds of nutritional theories, including Ayurveda, as well as 6 months of business coaching. And as an additional bonus, I am offering a webinar where I will teach you how to use social media to create a thriving career as a health coach. On top of that, I have created a private Facebook community just for the Highest Self podcast listeners who are becoming health coaches to connect with each other, meet up with each other, and support one another on this journey. So if you're interested, send an email over to Sahara, S-A-H-A-R-A, at eatfeelfresh.com with subject IIN. Again, Sahara at eatfeelfresh.com with subject IIN. And I will personally send you back the email that will allow you to get a $1,500 off discount, as well as my business coaching webinar and the private Facebook group. I'm so excited for you to begin your journey as a health coach. We all want to be more mindful and well-read, but it's hard to read all of the books that are out there and still have time to, you know, practice self-care and take a shower. Well, there's an app that I have just for you, and that is called Blinkist, the only app that takes the best key takeaways from thousands of nonfiction books and condenses them down into just 15 minutes that you can either read or listen to. I love Blinkist because in less than 15 minutes, I feel like I can fast-track my way to a more intelligent and informed version of me. They have so many incredible books like The Art of Happiness by the Dalai Lama, The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, Starts with Why by Simon Sinek, Becoming Michelle Obama, 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and so much more. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/Sahara to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled BLINKIST.com/Sahara to start your free 7-day trial. So it just reminded me that I had put in a lot of work and a lot of dedication and a lot of pitta to get to where I am now. And I don't know if I would be where I am now had I not done that. However, the next evolvement of me is to move into the kapha. And that kapha is the pause, the relationships, the love, the pleasure, the joy, the fun. Just the real reason why we're here on this planet. I see the doshas in this cycle. I see that from the vata, from the idea, we naturally must move into the pit, to the execution. Otherwise, nothing will be done. You know, had I had the idea of writing this modern Ayurvedic book and I kept thinking about the idea and I met Deepak Chopra, I told him the idea. Well, guess what? He'd be like, great. This is the 10,000th time I've heard someone have an idea for a book. Get it done. We'll see what happens. So it's not the idea that's going to get you the results. You have to move it into the pitta. So that's why I'm not here to demonize doing. Doing is essential, especially at certain points in our lives when we have the idea, we need to execute on it. However, our society focuses too much on this stage. It's like, okay, you got the idea. Now you got the business up. Now you're a slave to the business. All you're going to do right now is work on it and grow on it and essentially put out fires all day. And I saw myself, like, I'm here teaching about freedom and balance and joy, and I'm working my ass off. You know, does it make sense that I'm working more than the people who have 9-to-5s that are trying to be entrepreneurs? And some people love it, and I just don't. I love it for a period of time. I love the hustle when you're in that mindset, like when you're in a workout and you're just like, come on, get it done. But I don't want to live my life in a workout. Like, I give my all in that workout because I know in 30 minutes or an hour, it's going to be done. And our society, we're like in this permanent hit class. It's like, do, 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 go, go, go. Come on, more reps, more reps. When do I rest? When do I muster the energy and the inspiration that I need to keep on fulfilling these tasks? And you can't without moving into the pause. We're so afraid of the one thing that's actually going to benefit us. You know, and I've talked about this on the podcast. For the first year of the podcast, I wasn't doing seated meditations. Why? I wanted to move. I wanted to move my body. I wanted to stretch. I wanted to move my hips. I wanted to keep moving. And I have a lot of Shakti energy in me, which makes me want to move. But I realize that that's still me trying to escape from stillness. And I can give myself these excuses. Well, I'm super Shakti. Well, I do dance meditation. I do walking meditation. I like to meditate by the ocean while I'm walking. Well, why can't I just sit? Why can't I even give up movement? For just 10 minutes. So I started to do that. I started to meditate, started with like 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at night, 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at night. Now I'm doing 20 minutes. I use this app called Insight Timer. You can use code Sahara for a discount. I'm not sure what the discount is, but I have a course coming up on there soon. So I'm going to keep you guys posted on that. But I started to meditate, and that really helped with cutting this constant desire to do, to move, to flinch, to something, to think, to analyze, to, you know, I don't think thinking is a bad thing, but I think thinking is a really overutilized tool. You know, because if you're anything like me, you catch yourself thinking about the same things over and over and over again. So with meditation, now I'm able to see, okay, this is my train starting. Okay, it's going. And I literally will be like, okay, girl, don't really want to think about that subject. We've thought about it like 10,000 times, pretty over it. Don't want to think about it. And I just cut it. The moment I'm going to start thinking about it, I just cut it so it doesn't enter my mind. And then I distract myself. I say, wow, look at the tree. Wow, listen to the song. Oh, wow, look at that Buddha. So these little tools are necessary for us to be the rock stars that we want to be in our society. It's not just the wake up early, stay late, hustle, slay, do, get it done, put on your messy bun, handle things like a boss. Like, yes, that is a major part of it. But the even more major part of it is to ask yourself why you're doing it. Because if you're chasing a version of success that is not authentic to you, you're going to find yourself years from now exactly where you wanted to be. You have the employees, you have the fame, you have the money in your bank account. And guess what? You're still not happy. And then you'll remember, happiness to me was a big backyard filled with fruit trees, with some flowers and some friends that I love. It's wide open fields and wide open days. It's early morning meditation and late night talks. It's crystal clear beaches and crystal clear clarity. It's hours of writing and hours of walking. It's mountain views and ocean dips. It's friends that have crossed the boundary of sisters. It's tribal, belly, ecstatic, and every other type of dancing. It's poetry that flows through my lips like coconut water. It's turquoise and gold in every corner. It's mini-me's that dance and skip in our yard with our dog. And a man that looks at me the same way as he did 10 years ago. So that's my version of success. I invite you to write down what is yours. If you loved this episode, I would love for you to leave a review in the Apple Store. As a free gift, I will send you the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type. Simply leave a review, take a screenshot, and send it over to me at sahara@eatfeelfresh.com, and I will send you back the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type. Please connect with me on social media at I Am Sahara Rose. I share lots of poetry, wisdom, downloads, and all that good stuff. So I'm so looking forward to connecting with you and for all of us living our ultimate versions of success so we can become our highest selves. Namaste.